broadcasting live at Ben Avery Shooting Range for Arizona's Outdoor Expo, a free family event going on today until 5 o'clock today, 4 o'clock tomorrow. It opens here in less than 10 minutes. So if you're looking for something to do or you want to see just a taste of what Arizona has to offer in the outdoors, it's all right here at Ben Avery. Just turn off of I-17, head west on Carefree Highway. Can't miss it from there. North side of the road, signs everywhere, cones everywhere. I'm sure there's people out there directing parking. There's shuttles. Huge. They got these pickup trucks pulling trailers with seating in it so you can get shuttled in. But right now we're in the Outdoor Living Hour, and we've got Dave on the line with a flower question. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Hey, Jay. Before I start, I've been out to that thing where you guys are at, and I've got four kids, and if you want an economical day for kids, that is a great place to go. And if you're looking to buy a gun, you can shoot all kinds of them to figure out which one you like the best, too.
Did they let you shoot the Dillon minigun last year? I saw that on the map here, and I'm going to have to go get mine for that.
I wasn't there last year. I was there about 3 or 4 years ago when they had the Ruger had just come out with that P9 or something, that really little one.
LCP, yeah.
Yep. So that's where I picked out the handgun I wanted because I had an opportunity to just check every kind of gun there is, basically. So,
nice.
But it is
well,
a lot of walking and a lot of good food and a great place. We have four kids, and we went 2 days in a row the first year we found out about it. So
nice.
There's that much stuff to see. My question was for Jay. I was perusing a availability list from a California grower, just because I'm a plant geek, and I saw this stuff called Ceanothus. It's a wild lilac, and it's a California native, and it says it's good to zone 9. And it looks to be similar to a lantana, except for it gets a little bit taller, and the flowers look like lilacs. I was wondering if he'd ever tried those in the past.
Yeah, Ceanothus. Limited, a lot of times, even though they'll tolerate, we are zone 9 here. What does a lot of those in is our heavy clay soils and alkaline conditions. And as I recall,
okay,
it doesn't tolerate that very well. I know we've tried it over the years a time or two. Doesn't mean it wouldn't work in a container maybe or in a particular spot. But it's just not very tolerant of the heavy clay soils and the alkalinity.
We appreciate the call. Thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Jay, was that Dave Jernigan?
Yes, it was.
When he started going on to how he was reading the California, I thought, no, you're not a plant geek. This has got to be
beyond that.
Thanks for tuning in, Dave. He's got a nice landscape maintenance company he runs in the, I guess you'd call it North Phoenix, kind of central Phoenix. Phoenix keeps going farther and farther north, but he's right there by Ranchman's Feed Store on 32nd Street. Nice guy. See him at a lot of the A&A and events. What are we going to wrap up with this hour? We had one text question asking about watermelons. They've, out of the last 5 years, only had one good season. Any suggestions for the watermelon grower?
Well, watermelon takes up a lot of room in the garden, and you got to plant, a fair amount, because it's a numbers game. If you plant one little watermelon plant and stick it in the corner of your garden, you're not probably going to get very much. It's not going to pollinate well. So you need to have some space devoted to it, because it has to set a lot of flowers to get. For every watermelon that you get, I don't know how many blooms it takes, but a fair number. So give it its own kind of whole spot. I've seen people take watermelon and plant it maybe at the base of a tree so it gets water and it just becomes a big ground cover maybe in the corner of the yard or something like that. So just kind of beware of how much space it needs, and you need to have a fair amount of it to get any amount of watermelons at all.
Well, I'll let you wrap up the hour. Take it away.
Well, we're We're right in the throes, you know, first week into April. We're dead in the middle of our spring planting season. So if you need to do any kind of project to spruce up the yard, we're getting into that time of year where you can really start entertaining in the backyard all day, even into the evening hours. Good time to be planting, good time to be kind of evaluating your outdoor living space and kind of looking at things that maybe didn't do so well last year, haven't recovered well. And checking out some things that might be more tolerant. Of course, everybody knows what's coming come June. We're going to have hot weather, so looking at places where maybe strategically planted trees, shrubs, or vines can shade some things, shade the house, shade a window. Best way to cut your energy costs is to actually shade screen or shade windows. One of the most cost-effective ways, and certainly I think the most attractive way to do that, is with, you know, landscaping with a tree, shrub, or vine. So just make sure that you take into account how big, what the eventual size of something is going to be. Let's put the right plant in the right place at the right time. If you need help with that, that's what we're here for. You can come visit us, on Hayden Road there, just south of Thomas, Monday through Saturday. We'd love to see a little sketch or a picture. You know, with today's iPhones, you can take some pictures of your yard, and we'll get the right plant in there so you don't end up 10 years from now having to over prune it. And for heaven's sakes, don't go out there and start shearing and pruning a bunch of stuff that's just now leafing out with all its spring growth. So let's do our heavy pruning early in the spring, and let's enjoy it throughout the spring and summer, and you'll be a far success. Vegetable gardens, we can be doing that. Your roses, we didn't talk at all about roses this hour, so make sure you're feeding roses once a month. They should be leafed out, growing, blooming, and looking beautiful. They like to be fed monthly. Make sure you use good rose food on those, and you'll enjoy them all the rest of the spring and the summer.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.